Hello, 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 and welcome to a beautiful Sunday afternoon. It is 9:15 a.m., and we are slowly losing ourselves to whatever a Walmart bathroom can do to a man. We came back to the Walmart bathroom. Boys, please introduce yourselves.
I'm Kieran Sandulo, and it is not Sunday.
Stop lying.
I'm Pierman.
Hello, Pierman. Karen.
What a good start.
We're no Walmart. You're Karen now.
Hmm.
He's been promoted.
I don't
Gabe,
think that's
your host.
Much of a promotion.
That's a pretty good promotion.
Welcome to I Don't Know, where we lie, we misinform, we hallucinate things. And
nothing we say is true. That may
lying.
Or may not be a lie.
Two of us tell the truth and one of us tells lies.
And you'll never know which one.
I'm not lying right now.
I ate rocks for breakfast.
Are you sure?
I made the rocks.
Ooh.
Yeah, who's the one that's lying?
Kieran, do you know how to make rock?
I know how to make rocks.
How do you make rock?
Sand, but backwards.
That's a pretty good way of putting it.
Yeah, just like to undo sand every once in a while.
I cast undo sand.
It's one of my favorite pastimes.
My favorite spells.
Isn't that just glass?
No.
It's reverse glass.
No, reverse glass is sand.
Reverse sand is rocks.
What's reverse rock?
More sand. Bigger rocks.
It always comes back to the bigger rock.
What about reverse water?
That would be air.
But air isn't water.
Air is reverse water.
Karen, you're getting demoted again back to Kieran.
There's water in the air.
There's water inside you. You are the ocean now.
Blub, blub.
There is a fish inside your bloodstream. His name is Jim.
Ooh. Jim Bob or just Jim?
Jimbo.
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 Jimbo the fish that lives inside my body and tells me to very politely start cutting down trees and make a lot of paper and deplete our natural resources.
Hmm. Does he tell you to eat microplastics and Red 40 as well?
He tells me to lick very cold street lamps.
Frozen street lamps?
No, just very cold.
Enough to get your tongue stuck.
Enough to really debate on if I leave it there and get it stuck or if I keep going. He feeds into my temptations.
Do you eat copper wires, Gabe?
Or
do you sell them?
No.
You don't sell them?
I keep them all for myself.
Do you steal them?
Next question.
Well, we figured out what Gabe's favorite pastime is.
So sorry, officer. I plead innocent. I did not steal all of that copper wire out of that man's house and car.
Your Honor, my client pleads oopsie daisy.
We were just doing a little bit of trolling.
Your Honor, you weren't even there, so shut up.
Your Honor, my client pleads tomfoolery. A little bit of schwangery.
Do you think we can do a live court case?
Probably, maybe.
All right.
I don't know.
Kieran,
I would,
on trial.
There's only three people here. There's no way to actually do it.
You're the jury. I'm the judge. Kieran, you're guilty.
There wasn't even a defendant.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. That has to be the fastest court case of my... Well, how many years of prison does he get?
All of them.
All of them? You mean life?
The heat death of the universe.
Oh, death row. Gotcha.
Yeah, we're just... Oh. Man.
Sorry, Kieran.
My punishment is I get to live.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah.
All right.
Wow. Okay. That was a very, very smooth transition with the all right. So... Kieran, I know you're a very busy man. What do you do in your free time?
Crimes, usually.
Okay. Pearman, do we condone his crimes?
I don't know. Depends. What kind of crime are you doing?
A little bit of shaboingery.
Shaboingery?
Ooh. Jail.
A little bit of tomfoolery.
Time out.
A little bit of joshing around.
Time out. Just imagine when you rob a bank, the officer comes up to you. 10 minutes
in
the corner, man.
10 minutes in the corner.
You know, I don't
juice boxes
rules.
For a week.
Oh, okay. No.
All right, that one, too far.
Mm.
Even in prison, they give you at least one juice box a week.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But only if you're on good behavior.
Mm.
So.
How do you commit a crime in jail?
We're not going to delve into that, Gabe.
You're already jail. How crime? No crime?
What?
you become jail.
I'm sorry. You just hit me with a flashbang of words right there.
Jail longer.
Aww.
Or you go to bigger jail. Not good.
Jail technically, too. Smaller jail as well.
I mean,
bigger building, smaller room.
Mm.
Is the room comfy?
No.
No.
You think I can get myself out of jail and into a psych ward?
Depends on what you do. But like I said, I don't think
depends
we should.
Depends on how many copper wires you rip out of the walls.
Six.
Maybe probably.
Seven.
I'm not.
Depends on how many voices you hear.
Ooh. I'll get the one I talk with, and then the one I don't talk with, and then that fish.
Mm. Yeah, that'll get you in there.
What's the fish telling you?
Jimbo.
Meow.
Fish?
That's exactly fish what he just said.
Do fish do that? Does
some
make
fish
that noise?
Can. I mean, Gary did it.
I mean, huh?
Gary. Gary does that.
Who's Gary?
Well.
That's a snail, though. He's a sea snail.
He's underwater.
Same thing.
No.
He's underwater.
He
maybe
swims.
I have a snail and a fish in my bloodstream.
If there's a...
Gabe has an aquarium inside of him.
I do. There's a lot of fish gravel in me. I've been eating it for like the past month. It's really good.
Gabe's diet consists entirely of fish and fish tank pebbles.
Do you think they taste good?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
The fish pebbles?
No, they glow in the dark. Some of them do, and it's really good.
Ah, radioactive fish pebbles.
A small child dropped fish pebbles on my fish and killed it.
Bummer.
This is the one true thing that I've said this episode. It was traumatizing.
It's awful.
Oh my god, how old were you?
Like six or seven.
Oh, dude. That sucks.
Yeah, that child is a sociopath. I don't know where he is today, but probably prison, actually.
Maybe he himself is getting stoned by fish in Fish Pebble Aquarium.
Mm.
He's gotten sentenced to 19... What was that? How old? 80? 1870 something? When was the Salem Witch Trials?
like I remember.
Like, I don't know. I thought that was like the 1400s soon.
Okay, 1400s.
No, it was after that.
Was it?
Yeah, it was after...
1450?
It was.
I know nothing.
I think it was like either a little bit after or during colonial America.
You know what? We're lying today. The witch trials took place in the 1400s.
That's right.
They mm-hmm. took place in 2 BC.
Six people sneezed and everybody else got scared and said witch.
The most recent witch trial was in 2023.
I actually held that witch trial.
You did?
Yeah, remember I'm a judge?
As Judge Gabe?
Yep. And I actually sentenced that witch to 13 minutes in timeout. I was a little excessive with it.
Because
I figured that witch had probably done some naughty things.
A little harsh.
I mean, the most that witch did was turn a dog into a cat.
Dog don't go meow.
Polymorph.
She burned my house down, Kieran.
I say again, the worst that the witch did is turn a dog into a cat.
You're supposed to be homeless.
It has been fated.
It is the intent of the universe. Samuel Pierman must be homeless.
I must live under a bridge. With a barrel fire.
Sam is a troll that guards bridges to kingdoms.
I would do that. I honestly
he's,
would.
He's strong enough to defend at least two bridges.
But it's just, it's not a kingdom. It's just one side of the city to the other. I'd just be sitting there like...
Sam defends bridges over tiny little rivers.
Tiny little ones?
Yeah, there we go. Now little that rivers. I can get by.
What if they were like medium rivers?
The bridge is a log that fell over.
Ooh. I could do that. Which side am I on, though?
The bottom.
What?
You're under the bridge.
What? Oh.
If people start crossing, you just lift the log up and move them over to the side.
Sick.
There was a meme a long time ago that was like it was a commercial for a chocolate bar, but it was in like Spanish, whatever. You should know what I'm talking about. It's the kid that like
vaguely know what you're talking about.
He says, "No, dude, don't." Whatever. It's dubbed or subbed, I understand it. But the kid is like playing with a log while the kid is trying to cross. And then the kid is like, "I'm done with this." Guards sees him, and then like
I've seen that
the Roman Empire comes out of nowhere, takes that kid, throws him into a little river, and then is like, "Get the cameraman too." They take his phone and throw him into the river as well.
Yeah. I've seen that.
And then he just sits there eating chocolate for like 5 seconds.
It's great.
It was wonderful.
It was a wonderful commercial.
I never saw that, but I have seen like captured footage on like a CCTV camera where a dude was about to pull into a parking spot and then some guy swooped into it. He gets out of his car, points at the car in the spot, and then, like, 7 Centurions just come out of nowhere, pick up the car, and just start moving it.
I have seen that one.
It was... I was astounded that the Roman Empire is still thriving.
Oh, yeah. No, they move illegally parked cars now.
No more conquering nations. They conquer parking lots.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of conquering the parking lot, you're listening to WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. We have conquered your car and your radio.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Taking it over.
If you check now, you will notice that your car is no longer able to change stations.
Yep.
You will also notice that your car is not able to be turned off and your doors cannot be opened. You are now going to listen to this show until it was over.
You're trapped in your car like we're trapped in this station. They don't free us.
We can't leave.
What do you mean before? I can leave at any time?
No. When did you get that permission? I didn't give it to you.
I'm a second year. You'll get that next year. Gabe, you'll never be a second year.
I'm Judge Gabe. I own the studio.
Judge Gabe owns the studio. Is it?
Yep.
But are you sure?
No.
Exactly.
I'm revoking your leaving privileges. You stay here.
You can't do that. I've got seniority over you.
Try and stop me.
Truck stop you?
Try and stop me.
Oh, I was like, what do you mean truck stop? I was like, huh? Is that a...
Get him.
What is that?
My army of little Roman soldiers dropped from the sky. Pearman is now taped against the wall.
Wait, that wasn't rain?
No.
That wasn't rain. That was 7 Roman centurions.
You're like clanking of metal just falling down like... That was a terrible sound of.
We need like chainmail in the studio so we can throw it against the wall.
Okay.
He's pulling at his keys. Jingle jangle.
I don't think we could hear that.
No. He just blew up his key fob.
I just broke so much.
He can no longer drive.
So much.
This is the sound. Oh, it's the little lock that you stole from like wherever it was on the
floor. Steal a lock?
He's been taking spare change from homeless people.
I have not.
He has. I watched him.
I realize though we need to reinform newer listeners what we are talking about today, so that people don't call the police on us. We here on WBDG's I Don't Know, hosted by Gabe.
Hello.
We are misinforming. We are lying. We are being little devious little boys.
Oh,
nothing that we say is true.
On the odd exception that it is, we will not tell you.
Exactly.
Just get a guess.
But most of this is false. You can figure out which is true.
All right, I don't know how I'm going to have to fix it. I'm going to have to do this with a hammer.
Yep.
Oh, no.
You could try swinging it against the wall a bunch of times.
I am not, Gabe. I've already broken them.
Here. Give.
Here
give.
You're going to fix it on air?
Give.
Are you going to do that?
Yes. Okay. Give.
You see where it's
just
broken.
Give me the whole. Give me the thing so I can see.
Yeah, it's where I'm holding it. Yeah, so if you want to try to.
All right, Kieran, start throwing it against the wall and see if it fixes itself.
If you didn't know what just happened, I tried to replicate the sound of 7 centurions falling from the sky using my keys. But instead, what I did was I just kind of. I kind of broke one of my keychains.
He threw his keys at the floor really hard, and then they broke.
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
That's why I was describing.
Yeah.
I was describing what I did.
Did you
just
fix
it?
Yes.
Thanks, Dad. Oh, my God.
You're welcome, son.
He didn't even need a hammer.
I didn't even need a hammer.
I bit very hard.
Okay.
My teeth are chipped. I have no teeth.
You have no teeth? You got iron dentures?
Titanium grills.
Dude, I would kill for some of those.
I pulled a Kanye. I got full titanium teeth.
We don't pull Kanye's around here.
I think it broke at like every possible seam. So it's just like, oh, no, it doesn't need fixing. It needs welding.
Don't we have a welding class here?
I repeat again.
Stop slamming your hand on the desk.
Quit repeating. Stop it.
Both of you.
One of my friends is in the welding class. I could literally just give him that and say, hey, fix this. Do that real quick. He probably would.
You might want to take all your keys off, though, because they may not move afterwards.
What? Huh? I mean, yeah. It's just
hey, can I see that lock?
Yeah. Sure. Here. Take a look.
Yeah, it's a little lock.
Yeah, I found it. Just.
Do you have the key for it?
There's no... Look at the bottom.
Oh, wow. That's just there's an empty lock. There is no lock.
It's decorative.
There is no lock.
It's...
WBDG listeners, you heard it here first. There is no lock.
There's never been a lock.
You can break into that storage facility just fine.
I mean, with a pair of bolt cutters, you can get into anywhere.
Do not take this advice.
Do not. Absolutely.
It is false.
It is 100%
terrible. Your bolt cutters will break upon impact with the fences.
Theoretically, however...
Electric fences are where it's at, though.
Soldering irons are where it's at.
Y'all ever use a bandsaw to break into a broken down building?
No, but I have sprinted around downtown with a taser before.
I will not delve into that.
We almost caught a monkey. We almost went out to catch a monkey.
We almost
went out to catch a monkey.
Well, we weren't going to catch it, but we were going to try and find it.
Yeah, but then we were unfortunately informed that the monkey had been captured.
We were late to it.
We were late to catch the monkey downtown.
Wasn't that like last semester?
Yes, it was.
Okay, so season one.
Yes.
There was, in fact, a monkey on the loose.
There was no season one.
What?
Season one is a figment of your imagination.
My schizophrenic delusions are getting worse and worse by every day. I thought I heard a man talking to me last night while I was trying to fall asleep.
Oh, that was me. Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, it was him and the walkie-talkie I put under your pillow. Sorry about that.
He coughed really loud, and then I turned over, and I'm like, oh, it's just my podcast.
It was me.
Wait.
You made a podcast?
I've had a podcast.
We should plug ourselves right now.
I have to. All right, I'm going to go first. If you're listening, I got a show called Off the Rails. You can find it on Audio Boom, Spotify, or wherever.
Apple Music.
Wherever we post. I don't think we have
iTunes.
You can find it on anywhere except for like...
SoundCloud.
Maybe not.
Are we
there.
On SoundCloud?
I don't think so.
Gabe, we're not on SoundCloud.
It'd be wild if we were.
Twitter.
Sometimes we're on
Did
Twitter.
Did you drop the line? Is that what the sound was?
Stop throwing
things. That was because you said Twitter.
You got too scared.
I despise
them. Facebook.
Facebook? We do have those. On all our socials, we're at WBDG Indie, except for TikTok, which is Giant90.9. Because
somebody locked us out of the account and doesn't know how to fix it.
So we made a new one.
It's been that way for a while. Don't worry about it.
I'm still hating on whoever did that. Stinky tootie. They get two words to describe how bad they are.
Anyways, Kieran, what do you do?
I do the show on Mondays at 9:15. And these two yahoos are usually there with me.
Hello.
And I talk about things.
Like cats going meow meow and
like
kissing?
What the best thickness is for an Oreo. Or what the best flavor of Pop-Tart is.
Or what the...
coolest shark is.
What is the perfect viscosity of maple syrup?
Mm. We haven't talked about that yet.
Can you add that to the list?
No.
Oh.
I have a waiting list. That is not that.
He's got a plan.
I have a plan, Arthur.
Uh-oh.
I just need $2 trillion taxpayer dollars.
$2 trillion?
I do too. Not for the plan, but for my own personal gain.
Mm, same.
That would be a lot of gambling.
Samuel Pyramid is attempting to build several nuclear devices.
Whoa, okay.
Spoiler alert. That was supposed to be revealed later.
Sorry, I spoiled the plot twist of the episode.
Ah,
play an explosion sound effect, Gabe.
I don't know how to do that.
Never mind.
Okay, Going to hotkeys.
Okay.
Okay. You see the arrows at the, you might want to use the mouse so you don't have to grab
mouse. Okay. Yeah. Arrow.
Okay. Hit the do the thing. Push the button. Well, keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Stop. Stop. Okay. You're there.
I'm here.
Okay. Okay. Look for explosion effect.
Explosion. Okay. There's a drum roll. Oh, I found it.
Oh!
That was the sound of Samuel setting off a nuke.
Oh, he doesn't look happy at all.
I died.
He did die. He has passed on.
I apologize for that. But
he did die.
Yeah.
Do you see that little black dial on the wall over there?
Yeah.
Can you turn it all the way down, please?
No.
Okay.
You're just going to have to deal with it.
Man. It's over now.
Who?
So,
somebody fiddled with that dial over there.
No.
Mm-mm.
That needs to be the way that it is.
It was,
that we can actually play our thing.
That what dial thing? Controls all of the locks in the building.
Oh.
That's...
Nobody told me that.
I turned that dial. No one leaves.
Okay.
What thing are we playing with the...
We're not playing with the dial.
Why aren't we playing with the dial?
Because it's a very important dial in this room.
Okay, the fancy big black dial that we have on the one wall that's closest to the door. If I'm like 90% sure if we turn it down, we don't hear big scary speakers in our rooms anymore.
Gabe, stop talking about the dial. It does not matter.
Oh my god, the sound effects. There's so many of them.
Yeah.
Is that a mad cat?
It's amazing. Oh no.
Ooh.
I should not have shown you guys this.
Ooh,
this
kitty.
This was for an this is becoming off the rails now. Oh no.
Is this soundboard for off the rails?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mm.
We just took his soundboard.
You've stolen
it's
my
mine now.
You take my soundboard.
Yes.
You use it against me.
Mm.
You upset me.
How about I use my gaming?
You come
addiction?
To me on the day of my daughter's wedding, and you steal my soundboard.
Mm-hmm.
Vinny, hit him with a sticky hand.
We might have a
Do we have a
slap and a youch sound effect?
Maybe not the youch.
I have clapping. Dolphin.
Dolphin? Dolphin might work.
Dolphin might work?
Yeah. I lied.
I very clearly can imagine.
Oh, hang on. I've got it.
Uh-oh.
You've got it? Oh, no. What are you doing?
Vinny. Hit him with the... That was so quiet.
Yeah, it's the transition sound effect.
Bing bong. Well, I guess we're transitioning into our next topic of the day.
What is the bell?
It's a bell. What do you think?
Yeah, but why are they so quiet?
Because I turned them all down.
It doesn't matter.
Mr. Bossman has fiddled with all the sound effects and turned them all down.
I see.
Sit back down, boy. You take your seat for me. We go back to our regularly scheduled stop.
Why did you put that on there, Sam?
Okay, listen, it's that that soundboard was around.
You're trying to defend yourself about this is immediately hilarious to me. Okay. There's no reason for there to be a turkey gobble.
Do you have a fantasy of sprinting through a field as turkeys chase you?
Turpkey?
Turpkey
chase
listen.
You?
Listen, okay. So, that sound effect board has been around for the original Off the Rails, with the original crew, with the original three. Being Ryan, Max, and a third that I do not remember the name of. Oh, no. I don't know. I'm
going to get here first, folks. Samuel Pierman hates his co-hosts.
No.
This is true.
He wasn't... No, listen. The third guy wasn't here when I came into the studio.
Mm.
Oh, he was old guy.
Yeah.
Old guy McFlurry.
He was here for the first year, and then he dipped out to do graphic imaging.
Mm.
So...
I have graphically imaged at least one promo.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Weezer.
We are Weezer.
We did Weezer.
We have four guys in this studio.
Four men.
Fourth man is not here.
Four men?
Four fellows.
Four dudes.
Do we like playing Jackbox after school?
Yeah.
Huh? Okay.
Because that's normally what four men do together.
Yeah.
Jackbox.
Jackbox.
Jackbox, video games.
Jackbox is better with five men, however.
Or
if
you max out, double it up, eight.
Eight men.
Whoa.
You heard it here first, folks. 8 is double 5.
That is not what I... No, I meant like double... Oh, no.
Do your math, Pearman.
I did do my math.
Math has been changed.
Pearman just corrected the universe.
We have retroactively changed math.
I cannot... I wish I could.
4 times 2 it would make, is 10.
If I could just change...
5 times 2 is 8.
If I could change how trigonometry worked, that'd be amazing.
I'm so glad I don't take trig.
Congratulations.
I'm glad I only have one math class left, and I'm doing it now.
Which one?
Algebra 2.
Are you crying and ripping your hair out?
No.
Darn.
It's actually fairly easy.
Ooh.
Yeah, algebra's nothing.
Yeah, I still don't want to do another math class after it. I hate math.
Yeah, Well, I mean, if you want to go into dual credit courses, where you get...
Blame my 6th grade math teacher.
Ah.
Which one? The good one or the bad one?
I don't remember her name.
Hmm.
I had a 7th grade math teacher who yelled at us a lot.
It's been almost 5 years. I don't remember her name.
I had a math teacher who left a cup in his room so long it turned moldy.
That, yeah. They do that.
I mean,
yeah.
When left unattended.
It was like for the entire year.
I meant cups, not teachers.
Okay.
I mean... Do you think if you sat still long enough, you would turn to mold?
No. That's not how that works.
Kieran, don't move. He's now not moving. We're gonna get a little stopwatch going and see how long. Actively atrophying. We can see his muscles disappearing.
Okay. Yeah.
He's melted into the chair.
I got a stopwatch going. So.
So far we are.
See how long it takes before he turns to mold. We got 15 minutes.
We do. I think this will work fairly well. Kieran, how long do you think you can yell like this?
Yell?
Yeah. Project your voice just a little more so the mic actually catches you turning to mold.
I could yell loud, but I don't want to.
Please don't.
You gotta speak up a little bit when you get far away from the microphone. I'm just saying, because it does... exactly like that. He's turning to mold! We gotta stop the watch. 36 seconds and 72 milliseconds.
It took him 36 seconds to turn to mold.
Listeners, I now look like the zombies from The Last of Us.
Oh, no.
The ones with the little, like,
the little mushroom guys.
Yeah.
Those were silly guys. Do you know that they released that on PC?
Dude, that was like 8 years ago.
No, it was last year. Do you know that I bought it on PC? Yes, so they remastered it and released it on PC. And then the like little graphic drivers, whatever, did not want to work for me, and I crashed the game out at least 7 times on the exact same spot because I could not pick up something and open a door.
So what you're saying is that you just now started playing it on the PC?
Nope. I started playing it like 6 months ago, and then I stopped because it was too buggy to finish.
Mm.
And I said, man, that was a waste of $60. I really wish I could get a return on that.
You know what isn't a waste of $60?
Gambling?
I was not going to go down that avenue. But
3 packs of
slot
cigarettes.
Machine.
Slot machine?
Lottery ticket.
Why does it always lead to gambling on this show? I always wondered.
10 6 packs of Mentos.
Ooh.
What is your obsession with Mentos?
I like them.
They're good, but like there are...
Chewy.
There's so many options.
But listen, Sam... 100? No. Hold, please.
He's thinking real hard.
He's doing some math. He's really working hard.
840 Mentos.
For?
$60.
That's not a lot of Mentos for $60.
Okay. Gabe?
$6 gives you... What is 13 times 6?
Pearman, you're the one with the stopwatch next to us.
39 times 2 is 78 Mentos for $6.
Why? Why would... Okay, so hear me out.
780 Mentos for $60.
What if, and this is a very good hypothetical, we feed you all 780 of those Mentos, make you eat them all, and then make you drink at least 6 liters of Diet Coke.
I would detonate with the force of the Sarbomba.
You turn into something similar to this?
Yes.
Wonderful.
I would go kaboom.
It would hurt a lot, too.
Mm.
Like,
you ever done that before? You ever drink Diet Coke and then put a mento in there?
No.
You ever do that? You ever hold Diet Coke in your mouth and just slowly push the mento in?
No. That I have done. It was weird.
It fizzed. I don't like Coke.
Yeah.
You ever eat Pop Rocks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How would you compare that sensation of the mento and Diet Coke in your mouth to Pop Rocks?
Pop Rocks are like a fireworks show. The Mentos are like an airstrike.
So, way, way worse.
Yeah.
Less enjoyable. Not as fun.
What if you mixed all three together?
What if I poured Pop Rocks into Diet Coke?
Nothing would happen. It's just sugar.
You're just sugar. Get out of here.
Correct. I melt under contact with water.
I thought that was dissolve.
Same thing.
My
close
10th grade chemistry is really... I was in honors chemistry, too.
That's crazy.
Congratulations.
I can only hated balance chemistry. Equations.
Is that the best thing you've done?
I'm sorry. After chemistry in sophomore year, I forgot everything I learned.
Mm-hmm.
I can no longer tell you how to balance equations.
Same here.
So what you do is you take the little letters...
You could tell me an element symbol, and I can tell you what element it is.
Al.
Silver. No.
No.
That's aluminum. Yeah.
Okay, what's the symbol for thorium?
It's TR.
I thought it was TH.
I thought that was thymine. No. That's not even an element on the periodic table.
What's P?
I don't remember.
What's K?
That's potassium.
There you go. He's remembered at least six elements. Well, what about the element of surprise?
Boo! Can't believe I'm that terrifying.
I've officially started crying and tearing up in the corner. I've never felt so sad and lonely in my life. I'm crying and scared.
But you're not alone.
I do have this very angry
alone.
Cat with me.
That's normal.
From Garfield?
Yeah. It's an inside joke.
Where's Garfunkel? Mr. Garfield himself.
We don't have Garfield in the system.
No Garfunkel.
Himself. We just got normal.
No don't Garfunkel?
Bring, don't bring normal back up.
We don't have Garfunkel.
We don't talk about normal.
I'm going to
leave Garfunkel
normal outside.
Hmm?
No Garfunkel?
Nope.
What about Simon?
Simon says.
Simon and Garfunkel. Simon
we left him with John's roommate. Who was John's roommate's name again?
I don't know. He disappeared after three comic strips.
He did disappear. All I know is that
he ceased to exist very shortly after.
So they gave him a roommate and then he disappeared?
Yeah. The joke
Thanos
is that...
snap.
The joke is that he got left in a basement somewhere.
Somewhere? Not the same house?
I think...
just some random one?
I think it's the same house.
The running joke was John trapped his roommate in his basement.
Yeah, because his roommate originally was the one who had Odie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Scandal.
I don't know how I think about that. I don't think I like that. I'm running off of like 4 hours of sleep. I'm so sorry. What are you... He's clicking buttons. He's looking at...
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I don't like the fact
John he's... trapped his roommate in his basement. Stealing game sound effects now.
Man, oh man. Do you run?
I really should not have shown you guys the sound effects board.
Now we have sound effects. This is terrific. This is exciting.
Yeah.
I should take them away from you.
That is us with the sound effects right now. We are. We are.
We have so many.
We do have a lot.
I don't know why we have so many.
It's because we put them in.
Like, but the entire, like.
It's because they're there for a reason. For
how much
purpose?
How much space do our secret radio servers have?
I don't know. A lot.
How many radios do you think we have?
At least two.
Well, I mean, we had one. And do you think like what we're talking on right now counts as a radio?
No.
Darn.
We are on air.
So? We are the radio.
We're in the radios.
We are
radio
inside of your radio.
We are inside radios. We are
listeners,
online.
Anyone listening to us through a radio, please open up that little thing right there, and you will see three tiny little guys talking.
If you open up your CD player, you will see three of us spun around in a disc formation.
I just have a little Cage the Elephant disc. I don't think all three of us can fit inside my tiny little disc drive.
Well, we could probably clear the file on the CD. At the
listeners, I am inside your air conditioning unit.
The AC unit.
I am in there, and you will not get me out.
I am stuck in the transmission. Please get me out. Please help me.
I'm inside your walls.
The walls of the car or the walls of the house?
Both.
The wall.
I have my toe side.
My
toe side?
That's not
my,
even...
I have mitosis.
Is that the plural form of mitosis?
I've undergone meiosis. I am four currently. I am inside at least three walls.
I've undergone mice.
Like you've been experimented on, like a lab rat?
No.
No?
Mice.
You need to be. They need to figure out what's going on in that head of yours, Gabe.
Currently, the little cat and the fish are talking back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Going meow meow. And the fish said blub once or twice and then said no. Just firm, hard stop, no.
Wow.
I don't know why some silly fish would tell me what to do. Do you let fish tell you what
to
do?
No, I don't, Gabe. I do not. I don't listen to the fish.
I listen to the fish, though.
I catch the fish.
You know what I've caught?
Syphilis.
No.
Sisyphus.
Hmm.
The guy that rolls that big
rolls
stone
the
up
big
that
rock
big
up
mountain.
The big hill.
Dude. He's Sisyphus
just a big
is cool, man.
I love Ultra Kill.
Especially in the Hades games, man.
I love Ultra Kill.
Okay, we're talking about games now. Fortnite 2. Fortnite 2 is dropping next Monday.
Huh? What?
Fortnite 2 is dropping next Monday at 6 p.m.
They're making a second one? Huh?
It already happened. There is a second one. They're getting ready to drop it.
What? Oh, dude.
Overwatch 3 is in 2 minutes.
Oh, no.
I'm not ready for Overwatch 3, let alone Overwatch 2.
Oh, yeah.
My gambling addiction no longer works with Overwatch.
Minecraft Chapter 2 drops next week on Thursday.
I thought it was just straight Minecraft 2. Why can't we make every game make a sequel right now? Because
some of them just don't need one.
Minecraft's versions went 1.1, 1.2, 1.3, 1.4, 1.5, 1.6.
There were a few little pointy points.
1.7, 1.8, 1.9, 1.10.
Then 1.11. Mm-hmm. It got all the way up to like 1.14, right? Or 1.16.
We are currently at 1.21.
I thought we hit 2.
Oh. Interesting.
No. We're at 1.21. Minecraft has not entered its 2-point phase yet.
It's not ascended yet.
It actually went close enough to the 2-point phase that they realized, wait a minute, we can't call it 2 because it's not. So we just reset the counter, but make it a little bigger.
It's like Icarus flying too close to the sun, but his wings didn't melt. He just kept going.
Has he flown into the sun yet?
At this point, we're at 1.20, so 1.21. Yes, he is currently in the sun.
Next update is 1.22.
I think he probably went through it at this point. This is crazy.
This is way past the sun. He's currently orbiting it.
I would trust no man with wax wings to fly close to the sun.
We've actually got the same people who do the Santa tracker. They're doing an Icarus tracker right now. It's been going on for several...
current altitude.
Mm-hmm.
Can we make a satellite out of wax?
Probably not.
No?
Like Babybel cheese wrapper wax.
It would melt.
Send it to the sun.
Are you familiar with the story of Icarus?
Very.
Then you understand how that's not going to work.
But we could try.
We have 2 minutes.
Well, you know,
we have 2 minutes to try.
We have 2 minutes for.
All right, Kieran.
Start eating cheese. Pearman, you start shaping that little wax from the cheese into a satellite. I will work on propulsion. Do you know that we had a manned space flight like a week ago?
No.
Probably a little
less. That's news.
It was. It was kind of cool. It was like four guys in a cockpit, and we got a little camera from SpaceX, and I'm like, man, that's pretty neat. And then the big fancy rocket came all the way back down to Earth.
And it landed itself.
It did, which was really impressive. Speaking of being impressive, it's time to impress you with this next track. This is Spellbound by, I don't know how to say that, and the Banshees. It's a very fancy one. This is known as goth music, actually.
Oh, cool.
Very interesting.
We have to go.
We do. Speaking of going, goodbye.